Horror show Zero Days hits Samsung smartphones. The FBI investigates TikTok for spying on journalists. And breach forum admin arrested in the US. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 20th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. In today's top story, Google's Project Zero research team has found 18 vulnerabilities in Samsung Exynos modem chipsets. Of the 18 vulnerabilities, four are considered incredibly dangerous. Google says an attacker who knows a victim's phone number can compromise their smartphone via the internet with no user interaction required. Now, it appears none of these bugs have been exploited in the wild, but Google says skilled attackers will be able to quickly create an operational exploit. Samsung has patched six of the vulnerabilities, but this includes only one of the four criticals. Until Samsung releases patches, and until the patches make it to consumers, Google says that users should turn off Wi-Fi calling and voice over LTE in their phone settings. Devices known to use Samsung Exynos modem chipsets include smartphones from Samsung, Vivo, and Google itself, like the Pixel 6 and Pixel 7 series. In other smartphone news, security researchers have discovered a serious vulnerability in Markup, which is the built-in screenshot editing tool used by Google Pixel smartphones. Dubbed Acropolypse, the vulnerability can be used to fully or partially recover the original image data of a cropped screenshot. The bug can also be used to decloak redacted screenshots. The vulnerability was fixed in the March 2023 Pixel security updates. And while the issue is technically fixed, the researchers say that screenshots taken via Pixel devices over the past several years are affected and can be recovered if they've been shared online. The FBI has arrested a New York man for allegedly running breach forums, the cybercrime forum for trading stolen data. Court documents allege Connor Brian Fitzpatrick is the true identity of Pompom Purin, the site's administrator. Fitzpatrick was detained days after one of the site's users used the forum to sell the personal data of US lawmakers, which was stolen during an incident at the US healthcare provider DC HealthLink. At the time of recording, Breach Forums is still online. A data trader known as Baphomet announced that they'd taken over the forum as the site's administrator in Pompom Purin's absence. Meanwhile, the FBI and Justice Department have launched an official investigation into ByteDance for allegedly using the TikTok app to spy on American journalists. In October last year, Forbes reported that ByteDance had used TikTok user data to spy on its reporters in an attempt to identify their sources. ByteDance confirmed the Forbes report in December and said it fired the individuals who surveilled the journalists. The US Federal Communications Commission has mandated that US telecommunications providers block SMS messages coming from invalid, unallocated, or unused numbers. The FCC described the move as a first move against scam SMS text messages sent to US consumers, also known as robotexts. The FCC says that from 2015 to 2022, robotext complaints have risen from around 3,300 to 18,900 per year. Ukraine's cyber police have arrested a 25-year-old man for allegedly developing a malware strain that's infected more than 10,000 computers worldwide. The man allegedly distributed a remote access Trojan via backdoored computer games. Ukrainian officials say the suspect stole information from infected systems in order to hijack online accounts and potentially steal electronic funds. At the time of the arrest, officials say the suspect still had access to 600 systems. Convenience store chain Wawa will pay $28.5 million to settle a class action lawsuit stemming from a 2019 data breach. Hackers breached the company in 2019 and ran malware on its point-of-sale systems for 8 months. The intruders collected more than 30 million credit card records, which they later sold on the dark web. Three major credit unions sued Wawa in 2020 for financial relief after they were forced to replace customers' cards and reimburse stolen funds. A pro-Russian hacktivist group named Phoenix claims it compromised the website of India's health ministry and gained access to its database system. Indian cybersecurity firm CloudSec says the hackers claim to have obtained information on all Indian hospitals, doctors, and other employees. Phoenix says it carried out the attack after the Indian government agreed to honour oil price caps and sanctions imposed on Russia by G20 countries. Cryptocurrency platform Paraspace has halted user transactions to prevent a hacker from stealing $5 million worth of funds from its accounts. The attempted hack was described as an exploit against one of the platform's smart contracts and was spotted by blockchain security company BlockSec before it did any damage. In a comedic twist, though, the attacker didn't have enough funds for the gas fees needed to run the exploit during the first attempt, and after the second attempt was spotted and stopped, the hacker asked BlockSec to refund the gas price they wasted on their second attempt, which is pretty ballsy, I'd say. Dozens of copycat Telegram and WhatsApp apps are trying to trick visitors into installing malicious Android and Windows apps on their devices. Researchers at ESET say both the Android and Windows apps contain clippers, a type of malware that replaces cryptocurrency addresses copied into the device's clipboard with addresses controlled by the attacker, hoping to hijack transactions. Some of the clippers being used in this campaign also take screenshots of users' cryptocurrency wallets and then use optical character recognition to extract the wallet's mnemonic phrases and hijack the victim's funds. ESET says this is the first time it's seen OCR abused this way. Security firm Deep Instinct has named several organisations as victims of a zero-day vulnerability in Microsoft Outlook that was patched last week. The foreign ministries of Romania and Jordan, a transportation company in Poland, two gas companies in Ukraine, and a Turkish defence contractor are among those targeted with the bug. The vulnerability was discovered by Ukraine's CERT team, and Microsoft says it was used in the wild by a Russia-based threat actor. Deep Instinct says it found evidence of the bug being exploited as far back as April last year, but they don't rule out the bug being used even earlier than that. And finally, we have news that the Monty ransomware gang has leaked the cPanel credentials for one of their rivals, the Donut Data Extortion Group. In a post on the Monty leak site, Monty claims the Donut gang didn't fulfill the terms of a deal and stole $100,000. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Thinkst Senior Full Stack Engineer Peter Schmidt introducing the company's latest feature, the Azure Login Certificate Token.
Hey, it's Peter from Thinkst Canary. We have always provided canarytokens.org as a free service to the community, and millions of people have used it to detect badness over the past few years. One of our most popular canary tokens has always been the AWS token. We give you working AWS credentials and you store them on your CFO's machine or your secret server. An attacker who compromises that machine has to try the credentials and you get a message letting you know your CFO has been owned. Last week, we released the Azure version of this token on the free server. Simply visit canarytokens.org, select Azure token, and place it where you need. It's dead simple and it works. Check it out, completely free at canarytokens.org.
And that was Peter Schmidt from today's sponsor, Thinkst. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Just head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.